sometimes sit and when I speak to some to men or let us call the Jewel Manage and the Spirit of the Bish da kolla na namr din kamra kunta gloria lila kuta gita al popolo tana. Missirna lint vismawitit adres smetti gisat nata jikone tu sent kif sena in kiflak. Stima lik maia bilgrazio al miglior malai mia, kumbra kint fosse ne sambere kif frate jifti al Gesù. Gloria al Missir, libeno del Spirito Santo. Sometimes sit al venta del Spirito Santo.
Il war nafsu rrit tajjeb nilqakom għall-erba' u sittin laqgħa tal-Kumitat Permanenti dwar il-kontijiet pubbliċi. Illum kif tafu fuq l-aġenda għandna numru ta' items fosthom rappreżentanti u kif ukoll il-President tal-Korti dei Konti, l-ekwivalenti għall-Awditur Ġenerali mal-Uffiċċju Nazzjonali tal-Verifika ġewwa l-Italja, flimkien ovvjament mal-Uffiċċju Nazzjonali tal-Verifika u l-Awditur Ġenerali. Però qabel ma naddu għal dak l-item, ser inkunu qegħdin naraw korrispondenza ma kellna. Kellna? Mela għandna. Ok, mela għandna korrispondenza li rċivejna minnaħa tal-mol tal-National Olympic Committee. Ecco. U fil-fatt dawn ġejjin rappreżentati flatti tal-investigazzjoni li kellma fir rigward tal-infieq għall-isport. U kif ukoll kellna il-korrispondenza li saret talba kienet minnaħa tal-prof Cassola. Fejn kien tarab bħala President tal-PAC għal-ġentilment nitlob il-Public Accounts Committee tal-Parlament investiga l-kas tal-Ministri Bartolo Kamilleri biex jirkupra l-parti ta' 68,000 euro li ġew motija u għal xejn. Dini korrispondenza li fil-kas tista' tiġi ċirkulata, korrispondenza li saret lill-Kumitat u tista' tiġi ċirkulata mal-tkiet tal-membri. Ma nafx hekk hemmx oġġezzjoni li titella fil-website. Fil-kas qarawha jekk għandkom oġġezzjoni ikkomunikawha. Mela, minuti għanna żewġ laqat, 62 u 63, ma nafx hekk hemmx xi oġġezzjoni, emenda jew korrezzjoni għalihom. Tajjeb, ma jistgħu jtieħdu bħala moqrija. U għalhekk nistgħu ngħaddu għal l-ewwel main item fuq l-aġenda, preżentazzjoni konġunta mill-Awditur Ġenerali ta' Malta u l-Awditur Ġenerali tal-Italja dwar l-awditjar konġunt li qed issir miż-żewġ uffiċċji. Vi do un caloroso benvenuto nel nostro Parlamento e vi voglio ringraziare anche per dare questa presentazione insieme con il signor De Guara e anche altri membri del nostro Ufficio Nazionale della Verifica. Ovvjament minħabba li qegħdin fil-proċedura tal-Parlament Malti ser ikollna tradutur li ser tagħmel il-translation minnaħa mill-Ingliż għat-Taljan. Okej, jiġifieri ser ikun hemm il-pjata tas-seduta anke l-fejn ta' min qed isegwi u għat-traskrizzjoni is-seduta ser tkun qed issir bl-Ingliż. I'm just giving an explanation that this sitting will be conducted in English, even if I know that most of the members do speak Italian, but please understand that these are the procedures within the Maltese Parliament. Okay? So, all right. So, obviously, we need to give a bit time for the translation to happen. So, I would like to give word to Mr. De Guara. Please start off your speech. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a copy of my speech? Everyone has a copy, I think. Okay. You have a copy? No? Okay.
Mela, jekk tippermess, sorry, lele permessa ġaġġi. Mela, kemm nikkomunika mal-membri, jekk hawnx oġġezzjoni li jkun hawn membri tal-medja biex jieħdu ritratti. Naħseb nistħu ħafna mhux jekk kunu oġġezzjonaw. Tajjeb.
Okay, thank you. dear Chairman and Members, Public Accounts Committee, we and our colleagues from the Corte dei Conti convey our heartfelt appreciation for giving us this opportunity to present an important update on the joint audit initiatives being carried out between our two offices. It is thus with great pleasure that I introduce to this committee my dear colleague and friend, President Guido Carlino, head of the Corte, to also share with us his office's experience on the importance of cooperation and collaboration between Supreme Audit institutions, particularly those who, apart from being Mediterranean neighbours, share similar objectives and challenges, some of which, it can be said, are regional in nature, in origin. Mr. Carlino, sure.
Gentili onorevoli e membri della Commissione per i Conti Pubblici della Camera dei Rappresentanti maltese, ringrazio calorosamente il collega e amico Charles De Guara, Auditor General della Repubblica di Malta, per avermi dato l'opportunità di essere qui oggi per contribuire ad informarvi in merito all'iniziativa di cooperazione tra il National Audit Office e la Corte dei Conti. Come già evidenziato, i rapporti tra la Corte dei Conti e il National Audit Office vantano una tradizione consolidata e fruttuosa, rafforzata da un lungo percorso di collaborazione, recentemente formalizzato con la stipulazione del citato Memorandum of Understanding, volto ad implementare lo scambio di esperienze e l'attuazione di attività di interesse comune, e culminato nell'avvio dell'audit congiunto sul programma di cooperazione transfrontaliera interregionale Italia-Malta 2014-2020, oggetto dell'odierna audizione. L'Italia, nello specifico la regione, forse vuole tradurre?
Dear President, Honorable Members and Members of the Public Accounts Committee of the Maltese House of Representatives, I warmly thank my colleague and friend Charles De Guara, Auditor General of the Republic of Malta, for giving me the opportunity to be here today to help inform you about the cooperation initiative between the National Audit Office and the Corte dei Conti, Court of Auditors. As already highlighted, the relations between the Court of Auditors and the National Audit Office boosts a consolidated and fruitful tradition, strengthened by a long path of collaboration, recently formalized with the entering into the aforementioned Memorandum of Understanding, aimed at implementing the exchange of experiences and the implementation of activities of common interest, and culminated in the start of the joint audit on the cross-border cooperation program Interreg VIE Italy-Malta 2014-2020, the subject of today's hearing.
L'Italia, nello specifico la regione Sicilia e Malta, sono storicamente legate non solo dalla vicinanza geografica, ma anche da un patrimonio culturale e ambientale condiviso, da una comune identità fondata sul Mare Nostrum quale anello di congiunzione. A tale comune identità si accompagna la necessità di far fronte alle sfide comuni che impegnano i nostri territori. Pensiamo ai fenomeni di desertificazione, scarsità idrica, inquinamento marino e terrestre e alla necessità di approntare interventi coordinati per preservare ecosistemi di grande valore naturalistico.
Italy, and specifically the Sicily region, and Malta are historically linked not only by geographical proximity, but also by a shared cultural and environmental heritage and a common identity founded on the Mare Nostrum as a link. This common identity is accompanied by the need to face the common challenges that engage our territories. We think of the phenomena of desertification, water scarcity, sea and land pollution, and the need to prepare coordinated interventions to preserve ecosystems of great naturalistic value.
Al centro del programma Interreg Italia-Malta ci sono temi fondamentali, quali la ricerca, l'innovazione e la tutela dell'ambiente. Aspetto quest'ultimo di particolare interesse per Malta e la regione Sicilia, territori caratterizzati dalla dimensione marittima e dalla eccezionale biodiversità dei relativi ecosistemi. In questo contesto, la decisione delle nostre istituzioni superiori di controllo di condurre un audit su un programma di cooperazione territoriale europea sottolinea l'impegno nella realizzazione di un percorso condiviso che culminerà nell'elaborazione di un report redatto congiuntamente.
At the heart of Interreg Italy-Malta program are crucial themes such as research, innovation and environmental protection. This last aspect is of particular interest to Malta and the Sicily region, territories characterized by their maritime dimension and the exceptional biodiversity of their respective ecosystems. In this context, the decision of our Supreme Audit Institutions to conduct an audit on a European Territorial Cooperation Programme underlines the commitment to the implementation of a shared path, which will culminate in the preparation of a jointly drafted report.
L'audit mira a valutare i risultati conseguiti nell'ambito del programma Interreg Italia-Malta 2014-2020 con uno sguardo al programma per il periodo 2021-2027, attualmente in fase di avvio, e un focus speciale dedicato ai due progetti citati, Corallo e Simasid, e alle successive attività di consolidamento dei risultati raggiunti sui temi della biodiversità e della divulgazione didattica realizzati nel territorio maltese e in quello italiano. Le numerose audizioni delle istituzioni pubbliche italiane e maltesi, così come degli attuatori dei progetti e delle associazioni ambientalistiche, hanno consentito di acquisire una visione approfondita del programma. Tale stesso coinvolgimento, oltre ad arricchire i contenuti dell'audit, ha contribuito a rafforzare il dialogo con la società civile, vero motore di idee e proposte volte a migliorare la gestione degli interventi che impattano sulla comunità.
This audit aims to evaluate the results achieved under the Interreg VA Italy-Malta 2014-2020 program with a look at the program for the period 2021-2027 currently in the start-up phase, and a special focus dedicated to the two projects already mentioned, CORED and SIMASID, and the subsequent consolidation of the results achieved on the issues of biodiversity and educational dissemination carried out in the Maltese and Italian territories. The numerous hearings of Italian and Maltese public institutions, as well as project implementing bodies and environmental associations, have allowed to acquire an in-depth view of the Interreg program. This extensive involvement, beyond enriching the contents of the audit, has helped to strengthen the dialogue with civil society, a real engine of ideas and proposals aimed at improving the management of interventions that have an impact on communities.
Relativamente all'attività di audit, il lavoro procede con un forte spirito di collaborazione. Le decisioni relative alle modalità di svolgimento dell'audit sono condivise all'interno dell'affiatato e competente gruppo dei 5 auditor maltesi italiani, i quali operano sulla base degli standard internazionali definiti dall'Intosai per gli audit cooperativi di performance e di compliance. A tal riguardo desidero associarmi alla gratitudine mostrata dal collega maltese per il significativo e complesso lavoro che sta portando avanti il nostro team congiunto. Così come colgo l'occasione per ringraziare i nostri rispettivi uffici che si occupano delle relazioni internazionali per favorire e consolidare i rapporti di proficua collaborazione e di amicizia tra le nostre istituzioni. Lavorare insieme al NAO ci ha consentito di conoscere ed apprezzare l'organizzazione e la grande professionalità dell'Istituzione Superiore di Controllo maltese in tutte le fasi del processo di audit. La forte sinergia e la sintonia creatasi nel gruppo di lavoro congiunto ha consentito, nonostante le differenze dei rispettivi modelli istituzionali, di superare sfide complesse e di giungere ormai alla fase di redazione del report finale.
Regarding the audit activity, the work continues with a strong spirit of collaboration. The decisions relating to the methods of conducting the audit are shared within the close-knit and competent group of 5 Maltese and Italian auditors who operate on the basis of the international standards defined by INTOSAI for cooperative performance and compliance audits. In this regard, I would like to associate myself with the gratitude shown by my Maltese colleague for the significant and complex work that our joint team is conducting, as well as taking the opportunity to thank our respective offices that deal with international relations to promote and consolidate the relations of fruitful collaboration and friendship between our institutions. Working together with NAO and AO has allowed us to know and appreciate the organization and great professionalism of the Maltese Supreme Audit Institution at all stages of the audit process. The strong synergy and harmony created in the joint working group has allowed, despite the differences in the respective administration models, to overcome complex challenges and reach the stage of drafting the final report.
La conclusione dell'audit, prevista per la primavera del 2025, consentirà di formulare raccomandazioni volte a migliorare l'efficacia della gestione del programma Interreg Italia-Malta, generando impatti positivi sui futuri progetti che saranno realizzati nel territorio maltese e in quello italiano. Rappresenterà anche un esempio di buona cooperazione tra istituzioni superiori di controllo, ispirato alla comune volontà di contribuire al consolidamento delle relazioni tra le istituzioni dei nostri paesi. Nel ringraziare i membri della Commissione per l'attenzione dedicata al lavoro delle nostre istituzioni superiori di controllo, raccolgo
con favore l'augurio del collega amico Auditor General di rafforzare il legame tra le nostre istituzioni di controllo, con l'ulteriore auspicio che l'avvio di nuove iniziative congiunte tra il NAO e la Corte dei Conti possa favorire meccanismi virtuosi di cooperazione allargata tra i paesi del Mar Mediterraneo su temi e sfide di comune interesse. Vi ringrazio per l'attenzione e rimango a disposizione per eventuali domande.
The conclusion of the audit scheduled for the spring of 2025 will make it possible to make recommendations aimed at improving the effectiveness of the management of the Interreg Italy-Malta program, generating positive impacts on the future projects that will be carried out in Malta and Italy. But it will also represent an example of good cooperation between Supreme Audit Institutions, inspired by the common will to contribute to the strengthening of relations between institutions, between the institutions of our countries. In thanking the members of the committee for the attention dedicated to the work of our Supreme Audit Institutions, I welcome the wish of my colleague and friend Auditor General to strengthen the link between our audit institutions, with the further hope that the launch of new joint initiatives between NAO and the Corte dei Conti can facilitate and promote virtuous mechanisms of expanded cooperation among the Mediterranean Sea countries on issues and challenges of common interest. I thank you for your attention and I'm available for any further questions. Thank you.
Thank you, my dear friend Guido, if I may say so. Your kind words are appreciated. The extremely strong historic and cultural relationship between Malta and Italy is also complemented by a robust and evolving collaboration between our respective Supreme Audit Institutions. This has not started now. The long-standing partnership between the Corte dei Conti of Italy and the National Audit Office of Malta has developed and intensified over many years through active participation in Mediterranean, European, and international public sector auditing fora and initiatives. These include the European Court of Auditors Contact Committee, various committees and working groups within the International Organization of Supreme Audit Institution, INTOSAI, and the European Organization of Supreme Audit Institution, EUROSAI, working group on environmental auditing. Just to quote two practical examples, I make reference to the environmental auditing working groups where transboundary cooperation effectively resulted in participation in joint audits, which included also other sites pertaining to the Mediterranean region, such as preventing and dealing with pollution from ships at sea. And this audit, my colleague William was actively involved. I think we all remember at that time, not the younger generation, but we remember the Erika incident. And this audit had to do with that particular incident. a collaborative initiative under the auspices of USIWGA dating back to 2003 and the Structural Funds Environmental Program in 2008. It's okay for the translation?
No.
Okay. This enduring and strong association based on mutual trust and respect reached new strengths with the formalization of our collaboration through a formal bilateral agreement signed at the Corte dei Conti in April 2024. This memorandum of understanding marks a pivotal development, providing a structured framework for conducting joint audits and fostering mutual assistance aimed at enhancing work systems, methodologies, and organizational practices. This agreement reflects not only the shared professional commitment of both institutions, but also our collective aspiration to strengthen public accountability across borders, in the best interest of our two countries and citizens thereof. To commence our bilateral cooperation, following extensive discussions, both sides have agreed to audit the Interreg Italia-Malta for the programming period 2014-2020. I have to say that this program is still ongoing, even though it was supposed to finish in 2020. In essence, this was selected due to the following reasons. One, its central role in fostering cross-border cooperation and addressing shared regional priorities between Malta and Italy. The geographical proximity as well as socio-economic challenges, the program focuses on collaboration between Malta and Sicily. Two, the addressing of initiatives in areas of common interest, such as environmental protection, cultural heritage preservation, and sustainable development. Three, the exploiting of opportunities for collaboration, innovation, and regional integration. These factors align with the strategic interests of both nations and European Union objectives. Four, the materiality of the Interreg Italia-Malta project was considered, with a total budget exceeding 51.7 million euros, of which nearly 44 million were furnished by the European Regional Development Fund, what we better known as ERDF, with a further 7.7 million contributed by our national authorities. This joint audit reflects priorities outlined by global institutions, such as the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs 14 and 15, which focus on the conservation of marine resources and the promotion of the sustainable use of terrestrial ecosystems to minimize biodiversity loss. At the EU level, the Natura 2000 framework, the Water Framework Directive, and the EU Biodiversity Strategy for 2030 further underscore the significance of biodiversity as a cornerstone of sustainable development. For Malta and Sicily, safeguarding biodiversity is not merely a regional obligation, but a necessity to ensure the resilience of their ecosystems, the prosperity of communities, and the preservation of our shared Mediterranean identity. This audit also aims to assess the effectiveness of the Interreg Italia-Malta program in addressing cross-border challenges in relation to biodiversity. Specifically, the audit seeks to determine the extent to which the 2014-2020 program design contributed to a cohesive strategy for tackling these shared regional issues, and whether the actions implemented through this program effectively address these challenges. This evaluation is underpinned by an in-depth analysis of two main projects, as well as their respective capitalization initiatives. These projects exemplify the dual focus of the program, one managed by a Maltese partner, the University of Malta, focuses on the conservation of marine biodiversity while promoting awareness of the natural wonder of the sites, while the other one, directed by the Università degli Studi di Catania in Sicily, concentrates on terrestrial ecosystems. By examining these initiatives, the audit aims to provide a comprehensive understanding of how cross-border collaboration is contributing to the sustainable management of shared natural resources in Malta and Sicily. Additionally, the audit serves to analyze the design of the 2021-2027 program and how this builds upon past efforts to meet the continually evolving cross-border needs and enhance its output, outcomes, and impact. It is important to emphasize that this is a performance audit based on international auditing standards, while aspects of compliance and operational management are also being considered in depth. The primary objective of this audit is to ensure that EU and national funds are utilized in the most economical, effective and efficient manner. Our site's collective aim is to assess if the use of these resources delivers a lasting impact while reinforcing the overarching goal of fostering collaboration in the proper stewardship of EU funds. By doing so, we not only uphold the principles of good governance, but also contribute to the shared vision of sustainable and transparent financial management across borders. As indicated, the audit was conducted in adherence to the International Standards of Supreme Audit Institutions, what we call ISAIS. More specifically, ISAI 5800, which provides guidance on cooperative audits, ISAI 3000 on performance auditing, and ISAI 400 on compliance auditing, enabling a results-oriented and multifaceted methodology. The audit process encompassed an exhaustive review of documentation, including the regulatory framework, the cooperation program, and relevant supporting materials. To this end, I would like to underline the extensive volume of documentation reviewed by the audit team. To date, this has encompassed over 600 documents, including materials provided by auditees, publicly available resources, and working papers, reflecting the breadth and depth of the audit scope. It is important to note that this undertaking spans a significant time frame, with the Interreg 2014-2020 program design commencing in 2012 and currently being in its conclusion phase, a period of nearly 13 years. The sheer magnitude of this documentation highlights the complexity and the meticulous effort required to ensure a thorough as well as an accurate evaluation. Moreover, interviews were held with program management authorities, beneficiaries, and project partners, as well as external stakeholders in both Sicily and Malta. Their perspectives and experiences enriched the qualitative data gathered by the team, as well as provided further insight into the complexities involved to implement the program. Directly engaging with stakeholders and conducting on-site visits elevated the audit's precision and depth. These interactions allowed the team to fully grasp the complex challenges faced during the program's implementation, as well as directly observe the tangible outputs and their impacts. This hands-on approach ensured a thorough and well-informed evaluation, grounded in both qualitative insights and practical observations. To this end, I wish to extend my gratitude to the auditees, both in Malta and in Sicily, for their full cooperation throughout the course of this audit. In particular, and on the Maltese front, I would like to acknowledge the invaluable support provided by Malta's Funds and Programs Division, which serves as the national coordinating authority for the program. Additionally, I express my appreciation to the several Maltese and Italian beneficiaries and stakeholders who contributed to this endeavor. These include the Minister for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation, as well as the Internal Audit and Investigations Department in Malta, and the Managing Authority, Joint Secretariat, University, Audit Authority, and University of Palermo in Italy. Their collaboration is instrumental in facilitating the successful execution of this audit. Finally, I wish to extend my heartfelt, and I emphasize heartfelt, gratitude to our joint audit team, whose exceptional dedication and competence embodied the very essence of cross-border collaboration. I am happy to know that all these members are here with us today. Under the leadership of Consigliere Giancarlo Di Recce and Assistant Auditor General William Peplow, together with Dottoressa Laura Zannarini, Maria Zoppardi, and Esmeralda Gaia, thank you so much for your work. The small yet highly committed team was responsible for planning, designing, and executing this challenging audit, which is now progressing into its reporting stages. It is also important to recognize the broader context in which this work is being carried out. Despite constraints imposed by our limited resources, a challenge frequently discussed both here within the PAC and within the NAO Accounts Committee, our auditors consistently rise to the occasion and manage to attain impressive results, such as in this case. Such dedication reflects the unwavering commitment of our teams to maintain the highest standards of excellence even under extremely demanding circumstances. Apart from the governance issues usually associated with the public sector auditing function, these joint initiatives also serve to expose NAO staff to knowledge sharing opportunities as well as to auditing methodologies in use by another side. This experience has enabled the NAO team to appreciate how other sites address similar operational and technical challenges. Additionally, our auditors also gained first-hand experience on how the increasing influence of transboundary and regional elements affect the public administration and governance issues. These, in turn, have an impact on audit design in terms of determining objectives, scope, and methodologies. This joint performance audit has portrayed all these elements in practice through the identification of common regional environmental concerns, the cost-effective and efficient application of the Interreg regulatory framework, the transboundary benefits in terms of programming outputs and impacts, as well as the benefits and motivation derived from an over approach to auditing. A final comment to my esteemed colleague and friend, President Carlino. Our collaboration on these joint audits has not only strengthened the ties between our institutions, but also underscored the unity and benefits that can emerge when two nations come together to work in shared purpose. We look forward to extending further this collaborative spirit, not only to continue to strengthen the historic ties between our two neighboring countries, but also because cross-border collaboration continues to assume ever-increasing importance in the face of common challenges shared at a regional level. Together, let us embrace this shared vision, demonstrating to our collaboration the lasting impact of unity and purpose, united even in our diversity, contributing in a meaningful and practical manner to ensure peace and sustainable prosperity for generations to come. Thank you.
Thank you so much for both of your speeches. If I may add a point with a question. Obviously, it's always fascinating to hear when two states, especially in this regard, two audit institutions, manage to collaborate on such work. And it's even more fascinating when, obviously, we know that Malta is a small jurisdiction. We have our advantages in the sense that we can be more specific and more thorough in certain investigations. But on the other hand, as the Auditor General rightly stated, we are limited in resources. On the other hand, we have a totally different scenario in Italy, where you have a big state with many, much greater resources than ours. However, obviously, it would be much more difficult to delve into the specifics given the greater, so to say, much larger system that Italy has. So it's always fascinating when it comes to the collaboration that a small jurisdiction and a big jurisdiction can find the positives and the negatives, obviously, in order to move forward and to contribute in such investigations. So my question altogether is, how can this unlikely duo, you know, a small jurisdiction and a big jurisdiction, contribute and work to come up with ultimately what is most important for us, having accountability, having transparency, and a long-lasting collaboration between our two states? Thank you.
If I may, I will try to answer this question. It's a valid question. It is true what you say, and I'm saying this not because my colleagues are here. I would say this thing even if they were not here. Sometimes the effort that our staff make to keep up with such challenges, because I have to say that in this particular case, this was undertaken in addition to the normal audit jobs. It's not a question that we put away an audit assignment to do this. So this is in addition to the other audit jobs. we will soon publish our audit program for this year. So as you will see, it's quite extensive and challenging. However, in these 17 years that I have worked in the office, I have come to realize and accept that although the resources are different, the size is different, the challenges, the circumstances, the problems that we face are practically identical. If sometimes we find difficulties to obtain information from certain entities, I'm not referring to this particular, which was not the case, but the thing is that you accept that the challenges we face in our different work situations is the same, and as stated here, the methodologies that we have to use are the same. We have international standards that we have to abide with, because otherwise it's good to have an accountant here who can understand more what I can say, because if there are no standards, how can you judge, how can you benchmark, how can you assess whether an assessment or an assignment has been done as it should be? So yes, working or having the opportunity to work with such the Italian Corte dei Conti is one of the most established court of offices in Europe, and working with them was an honor. Moreover, we have this additional advantage of being close. So even if our colleagues went to Sicily to work there, or our colleagues come here, it's so easy to commute and to travel. So even the fact that our Mediterranean culture and our Mediterranean circumstances makes us identical in the way we see things, in the way things are organized. This morning I was speaking with the Auditor General and we were saying that we are so proud to live in the Mediterranean, yet we share certain common problems that we face in all Mediterranean countries. Perhaps the most common is the lack of enforcement and discipline. But otherwise, the history we have, the culture we have, the traditions we have. So, to summarize my reply to your question, yes, the circumstances as regards resources are different, but then there are so many commonalities in our work. And that is where we can work together, emphasizing there are more similarities than differences.
Quello che ha detto il collega e amico De Guara. In effetti noi abbiamo svolto questa attività con estremo interesse. Interesse motivato, diciamo, da tanti aspetti. Il primo aspetto è stato quello di carattere culturale, perché siamo venuti, diciamo, a conoscenza di una realtà organizzativa diversa dalla nostra. La Corte dei Conti italiana, come sapete, oltre a svolgere funzioni di controllo, svolge funzioni giurisdizionali, quindi ha un ambito di attività molto più esteso rispetto appunto alle altre istituzioni superiori di controllo di cultura anglosassone come la vostra. Ma per noi è stato, diciamo, un momento, diciamo, di veramente importante per poter capire come lavora bene un'istituzione come il NAO con tanta attenzione e soprattutto con l'utilizzo di una serie di strumenti che rendono altamente efficace la loro azione. Quindi per noi è stato un motivo di grande arricchimento professionale, da un lato, dall'altro è stato un motivo di, diciamo, conoscere una realtà, quella di Malta, che è una realtà molto vicina alla nostra. Io sono siciliano, quindi insomma tutto sommato non vi sono, diciamo, molte differenze tra i siciliani e i maltesi. Mi sono sentito a casa come clima, come accoglienza, come tutto. Quindi, però è importante appunto avere così dei contatti più diretti che ci consentono di trovare quei valori comuni che poi, diciamo, debitamente sperimentati ci danno la possibilità di poter lavorare, diciamo, quanto meglio possibile. Quindi è un sì. Prego. Ah, beh, allora.
I will still translate.
Yes, I can't but confirm what my colleague and friend has just said. We really conducted all this program and this project with great interest because there are many aspects that factor in here. First of all, there is a cultural aspect, and which is very important. Our structure is very different from the structure that the NAO has. Our Corte dei Conti has different mandates. Of course, we have the auditing mandate, but we also carry out some jurisdictional work. So we have a bit of a more extended role than SAIs in the Anglo-Saxon world, for example. So this makes our functioning quite different from each other. For us is also very important, and it has been very important to understand how the NAO works, because getting in touch with an institution from another country taught us that there are tools that are used to make their work effective, and we can leverage on those tools also to improve our work. It has been very interesting on different lines. It's been, of course, an enrichment on the professional side, but it's also been very interesting to add some different cultural experience to our knowledge. I am personally a Sicilian person, so obviously in the relationship with this country, I felt mostly at home, because in the Mediterranean we share common values, but after all, we realized that we have very different experiences, and sharing this experience can really enrich our work and make us work much better.
Poi va rilevato che un altro valore aggiunto importante, diciamo, che abbiamo avuto in occasione di questo audit congiunto è derivato anche dal fatto che abbiamo potuto operare noi in Sicilia, e quindi conoscendo appunto una realtà amministrativa, gestionale, anche attraverso, diciamo, autorità di gestione dei fondi comunitari che operano in Sicilia, e quindi attraverso contatti che sono stati presi tra, diciamo, i nostri auditor e le autorità di gestione siciliane e le autorità di gestione maltese. Quindi probabilmente, diciamo, questa possibilità non ci sarebbe stata se ciascuno di noi avesse, diciamo, svolto l'attività di audit nel proprio paese. Quindi c'è stato questo interscambio che ha consentito anche forse di mettere anche in collegamento le istituzioni amministrative dei vari paesi, della Sicilia e di Malta. Quindi, insomma, abbiamo contribuito, penso, anche ad agevolare le relazioni e i rapporti tra le amministrazioni siciliane, nel caso di specie, e maltesi.
Just one minute to this. This is a very important point, because... Just two sentences. This is a very important point because, besides the technical aspects of every audit has a technical aspect, the results, the finding, but then there is the understanding behind the audit. And this is a personal reflection, my personal. And I think that this joint audit has made me more aware than before how important the sea is for Malta and for Sicily. And we have to view the sea as an important resource that unites us, not that separates us. And somehow this awareness came to me when we were doing our work, and when you see certain reports, how important the sea has been for our history, for our culture, for our prosperity, for our economy. And, okay, you may say, but did you have to do this audit to understand it? But this made me reflect even more how important it is, both for us and for Sicily. If I may say, we both have a common hobby, we both enjoy fishing, so that makes it even more...
Ovviamente va anche rilevato che...
I'll try and recap. in his previous intervention, Professor Carlino was considering the added value of this joint audit, also, for example, relating the management bodies of European funds, for example, in Sicily, and that had to be contacted to be audited also. And in a nutshell, these exchange among those implementing bodies wouldn't have been possible without the awareness that came after the audit effort. So basically through the audit we contributed to a higher level of exchange among implementing bodies or management bodies of European funds at the international level. So there have the audit was also a way to improve collaboration on different levels.
Rilevare anche questo, che questo audit congiunto tra appunto la Corte dei Conti italiana e il NAO maltese consentirà anche alla Corte dei Conti di poter riferire, diciamo, l'esito dell'attività svolta anche al Parlamento italiano, quindi questo mi sembra anche un aspetto molto interessante, Parlamento italiano al quale appunto rappresenteremo il fatto di avere attraverso il NAO di Malta riferito anche al Parlamento appunto di Malta, e mi sembra anche importante poi rappresentare l'esito delle nostre attività anche alle istituzioni comunitarie che potranno cogliere anche dalle modalità con cui si è svolto questa attività di audit l'importanza appunto delle indagini che vengono parallele, che vengono svolte dalle istituzioni di controllo dei vari paesi. Quindi credo, diciamo, che possa costituire questo anche per il futuro un modello che possa essere esportato nelle relazioni tra le varie istituzioni superiori di controllo, quando ovviamente si verificano attività gestionali che riguardano appunto più paesi. Quindi credo che anche questo sarà un motivo, diciamo, di rilievo dell'attività che è stata svolta.
I know we have one question from honorable member. Translation, sorry, traduzione, scusa.
In realtà capite benissimo.
Ma anche per la formalità c'è bisogno di una traduzione. Grazie.
Another consideration is that stems from this joint audit effort is that in this collaboration between the Corte dei Conti and the National Audit Office will allow the Corte dei Conti to also report to the Italian Parliament as well as we are doing here now, and obviously through the NAO, as we are doing it here before the Maltese Parliament, we will be able to then report before the Italian Parliament. This is very, very important also at the level of the European institutions when we will be delivering our reporting activities also at this level. And this is important for them also because these kind of audits can be shared also with other supreme auditing institutions all over the European area as a model to be exported so that we can use it or apply it to any management effort where the managing bodies come from different countries in the area.
Okay, I know we have a question from Honourable Buttigieg.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Two very small questions. What triggered this audit? And am I understanding well that this is an audit of funding of research between the University of Malta and the University of Catania? Thank you.
Part of it, yes. Part of it, yes. Part of it, as I said in my presentation, because this program is very complicated, as we said. It has many aspects, biodiversity, many, many aspects. And some of the aspects are managed by the University of Malta, and some of the others are managed by the Università di Catania, Palermo. So it is not a question of research per se, It is more a question of biodiversity, environmental management, and so on. Yes. And the second part of the question? What triggers?
What triggers? Yes.
One of the aspects within the Euro side, there's a particular side that speaks about collaboration between national audit institutions. Because from such collaboration, such collaboration can be a win-win situation for both. This is not the first time we are collaborating with an audit institution. My friend William here is taking part in another joint audit with 7 other national audit institutions. But we have never worked in a unified manner as in this case. In this case, we have worked together. Our team, William, Maria, and Esmeralda, have worked with Giancarlo and with Laura together in every aspect. It's not just one does something, the other does something, and then they meet somewhere. It's not that way. The methodology, they work together. They plan together. They execute it together. We will write the report together. So it is a joint audit. As a joint audit, it should be.
My question was, what triggered it?
Yes, we were discussing within this context that SAIS are being encouraged to embark on joint audits with other countries. We were discussing how we can, I mean, this wasn't the first option. There were many other options that we were discussing. But then the fact that this particular program has to do with both countries, so it was a natural decision, sort of, to start with this program. Tomorrow we have informal discussions at our office to see how we can enhance our collaboration.
Okay, so it's not that there was some red flag.
No.
Okay, thank you.
Honourable Lord.
Because usually when we hear the word audit,
Think of investigation.
Our perception is that there's something wrong. In this case, there were no red flags. So it's
No. I'm not saying that everything is perfect. No.
But it was not triggered because of any suspicion.
No.
I think what is being mentioned ultimately, it's the fact that you have two states who want to learn from administrative and other forms of errors and mistakes in order to move forward and have better collaboration between the states.
So it's more of an exercise of sharing best practices.
Sure. Okay. And to be honest with you, you know how well I say, when I see how complex this program is, sometimes I say, why do we choose this one? So I sometimes have second thoughts about choosing this subject because it is such a complex and complicated program. But with hindsight, yes, I think it was the right choice.
Un programma sicuramente complesso, quello che è stato portato, che abbiamo esaminato in sede di audit, però devo dire che gli argomenti, le problematiche sono molto sentiti ovviamente dai cittadini sia di Malta che dell'Italia, in particolare della Sicilia. Qui voglio mettere in evidenza il fatto che le istituzioni superiori di controllo ovviamente riferiscono ovviamente ai parlamenti dei propri paesi, ma il destinatario finale della nostra attività è il cittadino. Il cittadino, il quale deve essere messo nelle condizioni di ben conoscere come sono state gestite le risorse pubbliche. Quindi devo dire che questo è l'interesse ultimo che ha motivato il nostro lavoro, cioè quello di dare un'informazione effettiva, puntuale, delle modalità di gestione di fondi pubblici ai cittadini di Malta e ai cittadini della Sicilia. E io sono convinto che il lavoro, quando sarà appunto definito, costituirà un punto molto importante, non solo per le istituzioni dei nostri rispettivi paesi, ma per i cittadini, di poter comprendere a fondo appunto come lavorano le amministrazioni pubbliche, come vengono gestiti i fondi di derivazione pubblica.
A complex project, a complex program indeed is that one that we audited, but we have to say that they are topics, matters that are really deep in the hearts of Maltese, Italian and Sicilian people and citizens. So, of course, SAIs carry out work and report then to parliaments and to institutions, but basically our main target audience is always the citizen, the citizenship. So the citizens, the public, has to know how public funds are spent, how they are managed, and these efforts promote transparency through our work as citizens in Malta, in Sicily, in Italy. We receive all the information they require to be aware of how these public funds have been spent. So when we will finish our job and we will deliver the final report, of course we will make it available to our governments, but likewise it will be available to all citizens to achieve a better understanding of how the public administration works and on how the funds are being spent.
Yes, I have a question for Mr. Carlino. Being the president of the Corte dei Conti, therefore you carry this wealth of experience in the ambit of audits. What's your opinion about our National Audit Office, how they work? Thank you.
We're literally putting Mr. De Guara and the whole National Audit Office on the brink.
Can I go on?
Certamente, come avevo detto inizialmente, l'esperienza che abbiamo fatto qui a Malta è stata un'esperienza, diciamo, di grandissimo rilievo e di grandissimo interesse. E devo dire, porterò, diciamo, l'esempio dato appunto dal lavoro degli amici del DAO di Malta a tutti i colleghi della Corte dei Conti italiana, come esempio di grande dedizione al lavoro, soprattutto di grandissima capacità professionale, di entusiasmo soprattutto nello svolgimento delle loro attività. Quindi da questo punto di vista devo dire l'esperienza, e credo che i colleghi che hanno operato con me possano condividerlo pienamente, è stata un'esperienza di grandissimo interesse. Sentivo poco fa il collega che principalmente ha lavorato qui a Malta, che è il collega di Lecce, la dottoressa Zanarini, i quali mi dicevano che si sono sentiti a casa, che alla fine appunto il linguaggio, nonostante diciamo, gli auditor della Corte dei Conti abbiano una formazione diversa, una fondazione prevalentemente giuridica, loro più economica rispetto alla nostra, ma il linguaggio tutto sommato è stato un linguaggio identico. Quindi, ripeto, per noi è stata un'esperienza molto importante ed è un'esperienza che porteremo, ad esempio, nell'ambito appunto del nostro istituto. Avremo modo appunto poi, anche presentando questa attività alla Corte dei Conti di Roma, di poter appunto informare chi sul lavoro effettuato.
Yes, of course, as I already said before, this experience we had in collaboration with the Maltese institutions has been very, very, very relevant and interesting. And I think that we will bring the NAO experience as an example to our colleagues at the Corte dei Conti for both their professionalism and also the involvement and the enthusiasm that we have met in our colleagues working for the NAO. The experience as also our colleagues have expressed was an experience of highest interest, and our colleagues who have been working on the field, Di Lecce and Zanarini, they always reported to us that they really felt at home here because they were finding a common language. In the Corte dei Conti, our auditors usually come with a more legal kind of background, as in studies. We have learned that here in Malta at the NAO, auditors have a bit of a more economically driven experience or education. But despite these differences, we have seen that there is a common language that was used throughout all the collaboration. So this experience was really very interesting, and it will be very useful for us to bring it back to the Corte dei Conti of Rome, also to report all the information on what the colleagues have been doing in this project.
So, we have three final questions, okay? Honourable Bencini, Honourable Bedingfield, and then Honourable Muscat.
My question was partially answered just now, but I'm going to put it forward altogether. I'm interested in knowing about audit procedures and methodology. Now, as we all know, audits are regulated by international audit standards, but the procedure and methodology can vary from one audit to another. And I'm interested to know whether you have seen any differences in the methodology and procedures used by the respective offices, whether you have learnt anything about this from each other, and whether this experience has given you a better insight or a better methodology which you can apply to your respective local audits. Thank you.
I think Apologies. I think the best person to answer was William, who was engaged hands-on throughout this audit. I know what was reported to me. He knows it because he was there.
You mentioned that there are standards. The standards that we have adopted throughout this audit were common, DSIs. So they provided us with a common framework of where to work. With respect to the methodology that we adopted, it wasn't a methodology that we have not used before. Both sides have used the methodology. I mean, but having said that, the way that we applied it, yes, we have our own practices and approaches, as do the Corte. But having said that, we came together and through dialogue we found common grounds that enabled us to devise a common methodology, not just the methodology, but also to determine the objectives and scope of the audit, because the objectives and scope of the audit, we had to find common ground, because this was a joint audit. So being a joint audit, we had to report jointly. Usually our office, or in the past our office, has been involved in parallel audits where there is a common theme and different state audit institutions carry out the assignment on their own, under their own theme, and presented to Parliament. Usually the objectives and scope look like an a la carte menu, so to speak, because every country tends to find what is really important for its own. But then the report is joined up together with whatever is public. Having said that, in this joint audit, this was our first experience in our office. It has worked so well. It has worked so well because not only the logistical different difficulties or challenges were not insurmountable, but also technology helped us. So we had virtual meetings, so we could do virtual interviews. So that all helped. That all managed. You know, we all managed to be efficient. I would say that we kept the schedule, even though there were some challenges, you know. And I think the audit has progressed well, and this collaboration and relationship that we have established is manifesting itself now when we're doing the common drafting of the report and we're doing the quality control of the report itself. So that has been really, really interesting. Although challenging and demanding, it is really something that we have learned, because the court tends to take a more legalistic view of the findings, as we take a more economic and accounting point of view and administrative. So merging those disciplines and attitudes together has provided us with a really, really, really good working relationship.
Can I just ask about this? So seeing that there are two sort of schools of thought, if you want to put it this way, with the legalistic element, and our side is the more economic accounting and audit aspect of things. For future local audits, do you think there is scope of including more of the legal aspect which our Sicilian counterparts tend to use at their end?
No, the answer is no, because if we start the discussion, we'll be here for a week. It's about the way we operate. The Corte dei Conti, Corte, as the name, structures on the Spanish, on the continental system. We use the Westminster model, which, in fact, most of the staff at their offices are lawyers or having legal backgrounds. In our case, this is not the case. We have lawyers. I'm not saying that we don't need lawyers. We have four now, I think, or three or four. So, yes, but the way the office is structured, the way that we work, it's different. They have different regions, they have different courts, they have different setups. The mandate is somewhat, because even in our case, we cannot, our law prohibits us from commenting on government policy. We audit how a policy is implemented, but not on the policy per se. We cannot do it. It's in our law. In their case, it's quite different. So I said something in my speech. We worked where, despite our diversity. And that is the beauty of it, when you come across different work systems, different methodologies, and yet we are managing to progress with our work. Obviously, when the report is issued, I will be a happier man, because we would have achieved what we wanted. But to answer your question, yes, we were aware that we're taking some risks. We were aware. But it turned out well. Our staff, our teams worked well together. And I think, but I will confirm this in May, that the risk we took worked out for us.
Sure, you just need to press. Yeah.
Vorrei dire che uno degli aspetti che stiamo considerando è quello dell'innovazione nel metodo. Questo è un punto molto importante, perché l'audit, come tutte le altre attività, hanno un processo di evoluzione che porta a migliorare poi la qualità del lavoro. E quindi stiamo cercando delle soluzioni per fare dei passi avanti. Una di queste, alla quale abbiamo pensato, è la possibilità di combinare il report scritto con dei collegamenti a dei video che rappresentano quello che noi stiamo analizzando. Cioè, se parliamo di un progetto, creare nell'ambito del report un link, un hyperlink, al video che spiega che cos'è il progetto, perché abbiamo del materiale fotografico, abbiamo dei video che rappresentano tutte queste fasi del progetto, può rendere più interattivo, ma può anche avvicinare, come diceva il Presidente, i cittadini all'audit, ma non solo all'audit, a quello che fa la pubblica amministrazione, no? Perché il nostro tentativo è sempre quello di avvicinare i cittadini al risultato. Noi siamo in mezzo e con le nostre istituzioni di controllo cerchiamo di migliorare i risultati che producono le amministrazioni. Quindi diciamo che dal punto di vista metodologico cerchiamo anche di fare un passo avanti. E il fatto che collaborano due istituzioni di controllo significa arricchire il contributo finale, no? Sono due prospettive diverse, due visioni diverse, il risultato che cerchiamo di raggiungere è il massimo risultato che vogliamo dare. Un altro aspetto dal punto di vista metodologico, invece...
One of the key aspects of our collaboration was methodological innovation. Also the auditing science evolves, and obviously experiments to get better. So we thought of a solution to achieve more progress. And this one solution, for example, was trying to combine our written reports with videos, basically inserting in the reports certain links or hyperlinks that would link to videos that were explaining the same projects, so as to have a better understanding of the underlying project that was or program that was being audited. This makes the whole reporting effort more interactive, and possibly it brings it closer to the citizens, to the people. And through the audit, then we manage to bridge the relation between public administration and the population and the public general. Our aim, after all, isn't but being the middleman in the relationship between the citizenship and the public administration. And in this sense, when two SAIs collaborate together, this means an enrichment, and it will lead towards a final result, which obviously for us it has to be the best result we can achieve, the maximum result.
Un altro aspetto è quello del controllo integrato. Noi stiamo parlando di un programma europeo, ci inseriamo in un programma europeo. Considerate che le valutazioni della Corte dei Conti europea sono valutazioni di carattere generale. Non entrano mai nello specifico, no? Valutano il programma, il soggetto valutato dalla Corte dei Conti europea è la Commissione, no? La Corte dei Conti europea vede come la Commissione gestisce il programma. Ovviamente la Corte dei Conti europea va sul territorio, verifica l'applicazione, ma le raccomandazioni della Corte dei Conti europea sono dirette alla Commissione. Quindi esiste una strana situazione per cui la Corte dei Conti europea, che poi cioè la Commissione finanzia le misure, la Corte dei Conti europea le controlla, ma non c'è un collegamento diretto, cioè le raccomandazioni della Corte europea non sono dirette ai Paesi, sono solo dirette alla Commissione. Questa è una grande opportunità per le Corti dei Conti nazionali, perché le Corti dei Conti nazionali guardano i programmi di finanziamento dell'Europa, possono formulare delle raccomandazioni alle loro istituzioni nazionali, e questo è molto importante per migliorare poi la qualità dei programmi. Quindi quello che non può fare direttamente la Corte dei Conti europea lo possiamo fare noi come corti nazionali, se ci uniamo, in questo caso siamo in due, potremmo essere tre, quattro, dare un forte contributo per il miglioramento delle cose che ci interessano, perché è l'utilizzo delle risorse europee sui territori nazionali. Quindi bisogna considerare questo, che è uno degli aspetti forse più importanti, e questa è la ragione per cui parleremo di questa attività anche alla Corte dei Conti europea, perché noi andiamo a coprire con questo tipo di attività uno spazio che attualmente non è coperto dalla Corte dei Conti europea. Cioè abbiamo risorse che vengono valutate a livello generale come programmi, come attuazione di programmi, ma nessuna indicazione concreta proviene dalla Corte dei Conti europea su come le autorità nazionali devono gestire i programmi. E questo è uno spazio nel quale noi ci possiamo inserire, ed è la ragione per cui noi auspichiamo che questo tipo di controllo venga esteso. Perché voi immaginate, in questo caso sono due istituzioni di controllo, se fossimo tre, quattro istituzioni di controllo a collaborare, potremmo dare veramente una spinta forte per il miglioramento delle azioni sui territori. Questo Questa è una cosa, dal mio punto di vista, importante da sottolineare. Questo rende l'idea del perché facciamo questo tipo di collaborazione e qual è lo scopo, qual è il fine che noi perseguiamo. Noi vogliamo migliorare la gestione dei programmi sui territori.
There is a very important other aspect of these kind of programs, which is refers to integrated controls. So basically, the European auditors, Court of Accounts, thank you. The European Court of Accounts obviously carries out its own audits and activities, but then the reports go straight to the Commission. It's a very weird situation where basically the audits that are carried out by the European Court of Accounts is in a way are not meant or do not serve the purpose of improving the same projects because they don't reach the countries where the audited matter has been taking place. So these efforts or this kind of projects that we have been carrying out with the auditing of the Interreg program in a way brings back the focus on the potential for the countries to improve their actions. Why? Because we can do what the EUCA cannot do, that is giving feedback on a matter of implementation of the projects and not only receiving it as statistics, as it goes to the Commission and the Commission then evaluates accordingly. So basically, we by promoting other activities, other projects like the one that we are presenting today, we can cover, we can fill in for a part of the activity of the European Court of Accounts that does not exist at the moment. So at the moment, we are carrying out this activity within two different SAIs. But imagine that we can pool in with more and more SAIs and we can become three, four or more. So we can contribute to actively improving the use of European funds and making the general public aware of how they are used and spent. So once we will go back to the European Court of Accounts, we will be able to present the results and the achievements of this project, and this will be very clear how it is the part in their activity that is missing. The audits exist, so the programs are audited, but the results of the auditing are not relayed back to the countries that implemented the project. So this is actually a way to create recommendations that are relevant for the countries to improve their project implementation. We actually hope that we will manage to present and expand this model in a way that more and more SAIs will be able to pull in and conduct this kind of joint audit activities. And this will mean a very important action that will reflect on an improvement in our territories. This is the why we've been carrying out this project, and this is ultimately our goal in carrying out this kind of activities.
If I may, 10 seconds. I fully agree. We, together, we can occupy a space that today is vacant, and this space will be very useful to our societies.
Honourable Beddingfield and Honourable Muscat.
One short question. I understood this the first time that such a joint collaboration has been done. And whether other areas of cooperation have been already in place, discussed, or any future plans with the Italian or other European counterparts?
Yes, this is the first time that we have gone into so much detail. We have worked this together. We were involved in other international initiatives, but not this way. We did this audit together. Tomorrow we will continue discussing. There are many options. One of them is, as our colleague said, we can engage more countries so that we do another audit, but not to countries, perhaps to even more. That would give us more strength. And there are many other areas where we can audit together, but then we have to be with our feet on the ground. We have our local commitments. We cannot engage on international commitments and forget what we have to do here. So there's a balance, a strategic balance that we have to achieve, doing what we have to do here, but at the same time engaging on these initiatives.
Honourable Muscat.
A question for Dr. Conti. You rightly pointed out that a very important aspect of your work, even of the NAO's office in Malta, is to not just carry out audits, but convey back the message to the people how the money from their taxes is spent at the end of the day. More often than not, unfortunately, it's the most controversial audits that get covered the most by the media. How does your office convey or try to convey, by using the media or whatever, the work you're doing to the people in Sicily or the people in Italy at large? What challenges do you face, and how do you make audits which are less sexy, to use this word, get known by the people at large?
A very good question.
Allora, tutte le attività di controllo svolte dalla Corte dei Conti in Italia ovviamente hanno come destinatario il Parlamento, nell'ipotesi appunto in cui il controllo si svolga a livello nazionale, ovvero i consigli regionali o in Sicilia l'Assemblea regionale siciliana. Quindi insomma, il Parlamento è il principale destinatario. Ovviamente inviamo anche i nostri report al governo e alle pubbliche amministrazioni, perché possono ovviamente prendere cognizione di quanto osservato dalla Corte dei Conti e formulare le proprie osservazioni ed eventualmente rappresentare le modalità con cui hanno deciso di, diciamo, conformarsi alle osservazioni che sono state formulate, ovvero in caso contrario di dire quali sono i motivi per cui appunto non ritengono di doversi conformare alle osservazioni formulate. Ma la domanda che lei mi ha posto ovviamente riguarda più che altro il rapporto tra la Corte con il cittadino. Questo ovviamente, che dice lei, è fondamentale, importantissimo, perché dicevo che il cittadino è il destinatario ultimo della nostra azione, della nostra attività. Noi normalmente ovviamente ci teniamo molto alla comunicazione, quindi a seguito appunto delle nostre attività di controllo vengono emessi dei comunicati stampa che cercano di tradurre, diciamo, in forma più comprensibile per il destinatario gli esiti della nostra attività. Comunicati stampa che normalmente vengono ripresi un po' da tutte le fonti giornalistiche e quindi costituiscono poi motivo anche di dibattito pubblico. Molte attività nostre vengono rese anche, vengono svolte anche pubblicamente, per esempio in tutte le regioni si svolgono i giudizi di parificazione dei rendiconti. Quello è il momento in cui anche attraverso un'udienza pubblica noi rappresentiamo appunto ai cittadini le modalità con cui le regioni, le amministrazioni regionali hanno svolto appunto la loro attività gestionale. Quindi insomma abbiamo anche questo strumento della pubblicità delle udienze e delle adunanze, oltre allo strumento appunto della comunicazione attraverso appunto le comunicati stampa.
Um, Yeah, so all our audit activities as Corte dei Conti in Italy have as our main target the national parliament in case they attain to the national level or regional councils or our regional governments depending on what is the subject of the audit. Obviously then we report to the government, to the public administrations for their acknowledgement, and then obviously on we report to the same institutions or bodies or agencies that are being audited so that they can raise their observations, we can have a dialogue with them, and then ultimately they can either approve and conform to what has been raised, or they can opposed to it, and then there is obviously the subsequent debate on that. But going more specifically into the matter of your question, so the relationship between the Corte dei Conti and the general public and the citizens. So the citizens are our ultimate target audiences. So what we do is that we issue every time that we carry out certain activities, we get to a result. We issue press releases. We try and draft these press releases in a quite simple and understandable language. These are then taken by press agencies and spread through the media, and these might or might not sparkle a public debate on the issue. So another interesting way of reaching directly the general public is what are called the giudizi di parificazione, which is a kind of auditing effort that is done on the operations of certain local authorities. So basically these are activities that are by law public, so we have public hearings, and during these activities, we basically tell openly the citizens, tell openly the general public how the regions, for example, are carrying out their management activities. And this is public. They are broadcasted and they are given publicity just by nature. They are open assemblies. So this is how we reach our target audience.
Sì, un'altra osservazione, poi la legge italiana prevede che tutti i rilievi formulati dalla Corte dei Conti, le relazioni siano pubblicate anche sui siti istituzionali delle amministrazioni presso cui è stata svolta l'attività di controllo. Quindi questa è anche una forma, diciamo, importante attraverso la quale il cittadino può venire a conoscenza della nostra attività. Al di là di questo c'è anche il sito istituzionale della Corte dei Conti dove vengono pubblicate tutte le nostre relazioni, deliberazioni, decisioni e quant'altro.
And one more observation. By law in Italy, all the findings and results of the Corte dei Conti, of the auditing office, must be published on the official website and disseminated to the general public, and they must be openly accessible to citizens. At the same time, we have our own website, and on our website we publish all the information and all the findings and all the information that is by law deemed as public.
So, if I may bring our meeting to a close, I have three notes of thanks. Obviously, our first thank you is to the President, Guido Carlino, as well as the whole Italian delegation, not just for your presence here and for answering our questions and your presentation, but also for the work which you are doing alongside with the Maltese. By note of, or just a comment, I can understand a bit the challenges which the Italian delegation has faced, in a sense, and I think my colleagues can also confirm this. By profession, I'm a lawyer, as is the majority of Parliament and so to say, the tradition and want of being a politician. Ultimately, lately it's changing. However, whenever a report is published from the National Audit Office, being in the legal mind frame, obviously, it's a challenge having to delve into from an auditor's point of view, from an economic point of view, from an administrative point of view. It is somewhat different to the way a lawyer thinks. And this has been a challenge in a way, but it's also a way of bettering, you know, the way our work as scrutiny, as questionings are taking place, as investigations takes place. So upon the findings of with regards to economical, administrative points, then you have, so to say, the legal mind frame who is questioning those findings and those conclusions. So ultimately, this is a plus for us. And another note which I can sort of contribute is, you've mentioned that we have this Westminster model. Now, ultimately, yes, the Auditor General was right in saying that the way the NAO and the way the Parliament works has this Westminster model. However, from our end as well, and this is quite an interesting point of view, Malta is one of the few jurisdictions around the world which is considered as a mixed jurisdiction rather than being full continental or full Anglo-Saxon. So this for us is also important, you know, so you get to know how the continental system works. When it comes to administrative law, we do follow the Anglo-Saxon model. However, in our own legal system, we do have and share certain roots which come from the continental system as well. So this, I think, Malta is a perfect place in which you have different systems combined in order to have our own system, which ultimately works and has worked, and we hope that it will keep on developing. Another note of thanks is obviously to the National Audit Office, to Auditor General. It is ultimately an institution which is quite dear, not just to the Maltese population, but even, as we all know, the members of Parliament. It is considered, and we do share this sentiment, as an independent and autonomous institution, two principles which need to be safeguarded, bettered and improved in order to have these results. Obviously, we all know the great work which your office does, and ultimately it's our job to question those findings and to come out and learn from past mistakes from different administrations. And a last note of thanks is obviously to the translator, who I know it's not easy having live fact-checking from some members who know, who speak Italian and English as well. So thank you so much. I kindly invite the members just to stay a little bit so we can discuss afterwards. Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye. Mela, et na giorna il comitat se ricompli la welnet il comitat in camera. Se ricompli il comitat in camera biex jiddiskuti t-tielet punt fuq l-agenda dik i il-bidu ta' l-eżami mażul mill-membri tal-oppożizzjoni li jaqra rapport tal-Awditur Ġenerali evaluating the role of the Malta Film Commission in promoting the film industry kif ukoll il-kontijiet tal-awtoritajiet statutorji inkluż organizzazzjonijiet parastatali li għaw taħt il-Ministeru għat-Turizmu l-Ministeru għal-Għawdex għas-snin mill-2020 sal-2024. Mela, serna ġorna, sel-kumitat se jmur in kamera, però ser jaġġorna għal-pallum ġimgħa 28 ta' Jannar fis-satej li fija jekk m'hemmx oġġezzjoni jibda l-Awditur Ġenerali sabiex jagħti li spiega bħalma dejjem isir fuq ir-rapporti u l-konklużjoni li jkun għamel. Tajjeb, mela, ser naġġorna għal dakinhar u l-kumitat ser jiltaqa' in kamera issa stess. Grazzi.